Tim Tebow, your thoughts?
Mike?
What took so long? You know what, you know, we're happy with his year last year. Obviously, to finish 9-9, get a playoff win, which we hadn't done in several years, and for him to come in and start 1-4, he really get, you know, he had a great spark, added a great spark for us, and we really had some good things happen to us. So I was really happy with his progress. I know Tim's going to work hard this offseason. We're hoping that he's going to be the guy for a long, long time.
Sum up your first year as an executive with the Broncos.
The first year, you know, I was happy with it. I mean, to be able to finish 9-9 coming off of, the last couple of years when we were, I think, 6-22 over the last 28. I think the key thing was that getting John Fox hired was a tremendous help for us to change the culture in the building. Anytime you go through a streak that we went through, to me, the hardest thing to change is the fact it is the culture and to try to get the winning mentality back in the players' minds. And I think that's what John did a tremendous job with last year. We won a lot of close football games. And a lot of times when you go through losing streak, that's the hardest thing to do. And I think, and I really give credit to John to changing that culture with, as well as the coaching staff, to get that mindset back when we got into close football games, that the mindset wasn't what's going to happen for us to lose this game. Rather, it turned around and said, okay, let's go out and make the play and figure out a way to win, and we were able to do that last year.
John, when you look at the quarterbacks coming through the combine this year, the last couple of years, how would you say that position has evolved when you play?
Well, I mean, I think if you look at the quarterbacks, obviously they're along with every position, to me, is getting more athletic. You know, the kids are getting bigger, they're getting stronger, they're getting faster, and so with every position, I think the arm strength, and especially if you look what's going on in the NFL, what we're doing in the NFL, the game's getting more complicated because of the amount of things we can do on the offensive side as well as what you're seeing on the defensive side. So I think that athletically and size-wise, maturity-wise, these kids realize what they're, you know, when they step out of college, especially if you're high in the draft, there's high expectations and a lot of pressure to perform early.
So what do you look for when you're watching them out here this week?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, obviously you look at all that. You want to see the motion, the release, footwork, you know, how the ball comes off. And then we don't get much time with them. Obviously, 15-minute interviews with them at night, so you don't get a chance to really find out a whole lot about them. But you get a feel for them and a chance to be around them before we can dig in even deeper in the process. So there's so much to every kid, and there's so much to each position that goes into the NFL that every little bit like this combine helps us all.
John, do you have a sense that Brian Dawkins wants to continue playing? And you talk about the value of having a guy like that with your organization.
Well, Brian, he's been tremendous, and I think that he's been a tremendous help for the organization. And his ability as a football player, but also as a man, his ability as a leader, and the type of person he is, has been very reflective on the Denver Broncos. And I think that those are the type of guys that we want on our football team. I have not had a chance to talk to Brian to see what his plans are, whether he'd like to come back or not. I just, you know, not speaking for him, I know he's probably going through a tough time having been a football player, how hard it is to make that decision when you're getting close to the end of your career, whether you want to continue to play or not. So, to this point, I haven't had a chance to talk to Brian, but look forward to talking to him.
What do you think, with also Luck and Robert Griffin, what are just your general impressions now as you study them and get to know them?
Well, I look at both of them as two unbelievable prospects coming up. I think that you look at what they both did this year with Andrew at Stanford and RG3 down at Baylor. Two tremendous talents, tremendously mature, intelligent guys that I look at as those two are going to have a lot of success in the NFL. Apply to what now? Well, I think there's a philosophy that comes back. There's no question Mike had a lot to do because when he came in, he was my coach as a player, and he was the offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, and then obviously moved up to be the head coach. And so there's no question a lot of my philosophy comes from Mike. I think that when you have a guy like that I look at, obviously led us to two world championships, has had a lot of success in the NFL, and what I think of him as a football coach, no question, parlays into where I think as an executive in the position I am, and a lot of it into my decision making.
You mentioned that you wanted to add a couple quarterbacks. Do you have any type of idea of what kind of quarterbacks you want to add? guys already have?
You know, I think that we're going through that process now. We have to kind of let it happen. I don't know that we're looking for one like Tim, or you know, your ordinary drop back, or you know, somewhere in between. I think that until we find out the interest out there, it's going to be hard to fill those spots. But I think that you know, when I look at Tim and I look at our offense, you know, we can do it with either one. You know, whether it be a guy like Tim or if it's more of a drop back type guy, that we feel like either one's going to be able to fit.
John, you've mentioned that you would like to work with him on his mechanics and some other things, so you could probably help him with that. The CBA limits the amount of time you or any Broncos person can work with him in the offseason. So he's offside now at UCLA. Is that a concern? You can't really work with a player like you once could?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think those are the rules, and that's part of the CBA. And so, you know, we abide by those rules. I think the way it's set up now that we can officially start working with him May 1st. And when he comes in, I think August 16th is when everyone can come in. But there's phase one, which lasts for 2 weeks. And then in phase two, I think, is when we're able to start working with him. So I don't know if it's a concern. I mean, I know the one thing I don't have a concern with is the fact that Tim Tebow is not going to do everything he can this offseason to get better. And if that's out working with Mazzoni or whatever he's doing, I know that you know, he's going to do everything he can to get better.
John, did you have any impact on what he's doing in the workouts? Could you tell Mazzoni what you want him to do?
You know, from my understanding, we're not allowed to do that. But I, you know, I'm not exactly sure. But I have not had any contact with Mazzoni or whatnot. I think that obviously there's a lot of guys out there that know a lot about football, but I've not had any contact with Mazzoni.
Is there a fine line in taking what Tim does well and trying to make him more of a conventional NFL quarterback without taking away what he does well?
Well, I mean, I don't know that if you look at it as being more conventional. I think there's things that we have to get him to do within our offense to be more successful as an offense. And so it's, you know, and obviously we look at what we did last year, and Tim's strengths are no question. You know, he's able to run the football. He's a big guy and physical and likes to run it. And I think Mike McCoy and the offensive staff did a tremendous job trying to play to Tim's strengths. And I think that you know, we'll continue to do that, but also want to see strides in Tim and his ability to get better and throwing the football downfield from in the pocket. And we just feel that's something we have to do to get better as an offense. To be able to add that threat there makes everything else he does that that much better.
Up front defensively seems like something you guys need to address. Is that a high priority, or how would you rank it?
We have a lot of high priorities. I mean, there's, you know, I think that's an issue that always comes up every year, especially inside. Broderick Bunkley was a guy that came in that we picked up last year as a sixth rounder, 13, that really played well. And he's a free agent, so you know, we're, like all our free agents, we'd like to get them back in the building and consider to work. But you know, defensive tackle is no question an area that we want to get better. But also have some others.
Now, the recently, Troy Aikman raised concerns about the NFL maybe affecting the game's popularity in the future. Wasn't sure if he had something to be encouraging of the play. I'm curious on your thoughts on that as far as the future popularity.
I guess I look at the game of football and realize that that is part of the football game. It's part of football, and I think that the NFL is doing everything they possibly can to keep the integrity of the game, but also protect the players. And you know, to me, that is something that there's a fine line there to where you take too much out of the game, you're going to lose, as you say, the popularity and what it's all about. But as a football player, to me, we can't go too far in the fact that. You know, when you put that helmet on, you're putting on, it's a risk. And, you know, and my son played football, and if you want to play again now, I'd let him play, just because I know what I think of the game of football. And to me, what the game of football teaches you, not only why you're playing it, but also, you know, when you're done playing and you're out in the business world, and the ability that, other than the competition side of what it teaches you.
You know, our sense of how, I think, maybe luck coming out.
Do I what? How he compares to me? You know, I've always left that up to you guys. I mean, that's. I think that you know, when you look at the success that Andrew's had, and especially at Stanford, whereas you know, Jim Harbaugh did a tremendous job of turning that program around, and then David Shaw again this year. You know, having been an alumni at Stanford, it's a. for me, it's a great thing to see, and to be competitive as they are on the football side, as well as the great college that it is and the education that you get out of there. But, the comparisons are anybody that comes out that is, a quarterback, whether you're the first or second or third rounder, there's always high expectations of you to come in because of the importance of the position in the NFL.
Players, I've
talked two more questions.
The Shrine Game, the Senior Bowl, etc. These players are excited now to come to Denver. It seems like a hot spot. It once again is a destination for not only free agents but rookies. What kind of pride do you take in returning Denver to respectability in 1 year, basically?
Well, I mean, obviously, I haven't played there. I know how special Denver is, and I think that that's exciting for me to hear, because I know one thing. The main reason I'm back is because of our owner Pat Bowlen, and he's the guy that creates that culture for us to be able to go out there and win. And when you have a guy at the top like Pat Bowlen that wants to win Super Bowls and Lombardi trophies, that as an employee or as a player, that's the only thing that you can ask for, is to have an owner that is as competitive as he is and wants to win world championships, and is going to give us every opportunity to do that and all the resources he can possibly give us to be given that chance. And so I just know that the fan base that we have in Denver is tremendous, having played there as long as I did. It's a great place to bring up children, and so I'm excited about the fact that guys want to come back to Denver and play for a guy like John Fox, who's done a tremendous job also.
John, you mentioned that Jim Harbaugh is one of our quarterbacks with connections to Stanford. Do you know him in any way? Do you have any sort of relationship with him?
I don't know him very well. I went to the Orange Bowl last year and spent a little bit of time with Jim, but I don't know him real well. I just know him, having played against him, his competitive nature and his ability to compete and, his intensity. I think that we saw that on the field, and, it's transcended right into his coaching career, and he, obviously had a great year this year in San Francisco.